Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Manager Show. Today, we're talking about how to know if your skills are good enough. So when you're first starting out and you're learning how to edit and you're learning how to write show notes, you're learning how to create social media graphics, how do you know that your skills are good enough so that when you do land that first client, that they will be happy with the product that you give them? That's what we're going to be covering today. And I'm really excited to break this down for you and give you a lot of action steps on what you can do to ensure that your skills are good enough to start landing clients. So let's start from the top. Whenever you're learning a new skill, because the majority of us are learning the skills of editing podcasts and writing show notes and creating social media graphics, a lot of us are learning these skills for the very first time. We don't come from a background in audio engineering. We don't come from a background in copywriting. We don't come from a background in maybe marketing or, you know, graphic design. So we're learning these skills for the very first time. The very first step is finding a way that you're going to learn. So, you know, you're either learning from YouTube or you're learning from taking a course like mine, but however you're going to learn, you learn it. Then you practice. And I think sometimes this is just as simple as these two steps. People will learn it, but they don't take the time to actually practice. And so they're like, they learn it and they watch someone else do it and they either brush over it or they think, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And I don't want you to stop in just that learning phase. I want you to practice so you can actually see what it's going to be like to do it and to see, oh, okay. Oh, I get how you start to see the issues that you're going to run into and how you're going to fix them. So you have to learn, then you've got to practice, and then you need to get honest feedback from at least two people. And this is what I teach, is that you want to get feedback from at least two people. Those people can be testimonial clients, so people that you've met on Facebook, on Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever, that are willing to let you edit one of their shows and give you feedback. So you can use a testimonial client to give you feedback. You can just connect with business friends online. Like inside of my Facebook group, the Podcast Manager Facebook group, I encourage you guys to go on there and ask, can someone give me feedback on my editing? I'm happy to swap feedback with someone. So you can go on there even today and ask someone, hey, can anybody swap me audio and we can give each other honest feedback? That's much easier to do, especially when you don't know the person, right? Like you're like, okay, I can give you some honest feedback. Or you can even just ask your friends, because the cool thing about editing is that people are going to hear if it sounds off. You don't necessarily need a trained ear to hear like, oh, there's something about this that sounds off. Or they can even describe to you like, you know, it sounds rushed, or I hear all of these noises I feel like I shouldn't hear, or whatever. So you can even use your family and your friends. My personal recommendation when you're first starting out and you've practiced and you want to get feedback right away, I would ask business friends. I would get two people to listen to it that are maybe business friends. And then I would go after testimonial clients, because then you know that the testimonial you're going to get is going to be positive and you don't have to kind of waste that experience on getting actual feedback from that client, right? Inside of the Podcast Manager program, we have a certificate of completion program where you can send us a clip of audio that you've edited and we'll give you feedback. My podcast manager and I, Marcy, will give you feedback on that clip. Plus, we'll give you feedback on a episode description that you've written. So writing feedback, and then we'll also give you feedback on a social media graphic that you've created so that we hit those big buckets of services that podcast managers provide. And then you get a certificate of completion once you've got received that feedback. So that's set up for our students. But if you're not inside of the program yet, then you can ask business friends that you might have, or like I said, just go into the Facebook group, the Podcast Manager Mastermind, and ask for anyone, hey, I just would love some feedback. Like, how does this sound? What can I do? And the next thing I want to bring up is don't be afraid of that constructive feedback. expect that there's going to be something that you can improve. And then once you hear what you need to improve on, maybe even ask that business friend, hey, can I fix it and then send it to you again? Do you mind listening to it again to see if I can fix it? And know that this is not a reflection of you as a human being. And I laugh, but honestly, I feel like we have to tell ourselves this is a brand new skill that I'm learning and I'm not going to be the best at it right away. The odds of me being great at this are so slim. Like, I'm not going to be great and I want to be great. So I'm going to have to go through that process of learning, and I'm going to have to get some feedback, and I'm going to have to improve. If not, I'm never going to be great at this. And that's my mission for you guys, is to help you become great podcast managers. I don't want you to be mediocre. I don't want clients to give you feedback that X, Y, and Z isn't great. I want to make sure that you guys are great at what you do. But the first step of that is pretty much laying down our ego and deciding that, hey, I'm willing to learn. And I'm willing to get constructive feedback. So please lay it on me. I think it's important to ask more than one person for feedback, because you might run into one person that says, hey, I think it sounds awesome. There's nothing that you need to improve. And then the next person says, actually, I think that I would have maybe done this, or I think that you need to work on this. If you only had that first person give you feedback, then you wouldn't have the option to get better. So back whenever I was 18, I ran into this, and it was a really hard lesson for me to learn. So when I was 18, I started to get trained to be a group fitness instructor at my local gym. So I'd been going to group fitness classes for a couple of years, and I absolutely loved it. And I was about to go to college, and I really wanted to learn how to be a group fitness instructor so that I could do it in college. So I got trained from this woman who was kind of running the Group X program at my local gym, and she taught me, and I thought that she did a good job. Well, it turns out I was still very bad. So whenever I went to Purdue, I found the Group X manager there and said, hey, I'm a group fitness instructor and I would love to teach here. And their process was a little different, but because I had already gone through a training, she said, you can skip our training and you can just jump right into being an instructor. And I think they really needed instructors. And so it just kind of all worked out in my favor that she just said, yep, the start of the spring semester of my freshman year, she was going to let me be an instructor with absolutely no additional training from her or anyone at Purdue. And I was so excited. And I mean, as you can imagine, at 18, 19 years old, you think you're hot stuff. You think that you don't really need to practice or get better at anything. You think you're just good from the moment that you try something, right? And let me clarify, when I learned how to be a group fitness instructor in high school, I didn't actually teach any classes because it was right before I was going to go to Purdue. To college. So anyway, I go to teach my first class, and it was step aerobics back then, still one of my favorite things to teach. And I ended class 15 minutes early because I ran out of things. I ran out of things to teach, which this is like a huge no-no. If you have ever been to a group fitness class, imagine it being an hour class and the instructor just saying, okay, we're done. And you have 15 minutes left. Like, it was not okay. That was the first clue that maybe I didn't know what I was doing. Then, you know, we had a system of getting feedback. And my new manager said, hey, she was super nice. She would give us constructive feedback sandwiches. So she would tell us something that we did well. She would tell us something that we needed to improve on. And then she would tell us something that we did well. And she told me that I needed to improve. And I needed to improve a lot is what my takeaway from one of our conversations was. And I thought, you know what? I'm in college. I have a lot of other things that I want to do in college. I want, you know, I need to focus on studying. I need to focus on this, all of my other priorities. Like, I just want to quit. And I almost quit just because I was going to have to learn how to be better at being a group fitness instructor. Well, I did not end up quitting, thank goodness. But I did not end up quitting, thank goodness, because then I ended up doing that for part of my career before I became a podcast manager. And I'm really glad I didn't give up. But I wanted to tell you guys this story because I feel like there comes a time in learning a new skill where we have to decide, okay, I've learned and I've practiced and I'm not good enough yet. What am I going to do with that information? Am I going to get better? Am I going to listen to my peers? Or am I going to listen to people that are a step ahead of me? Or am I going to say, oh, I'm not great at this already, so I'm not going to try anymore. I'm not going to get better. That's a decision that you might have to make. The great thing to know is that you can get better and you can use your resources to get feedback and to get better. So that's the cool part of it, is that no matter how you start on the scale of, you know, one to great, no matter where you start, you can get better if you can commit yourself to that. And if you know going into it that, hey, this is going to be something that I'm not going to pick up right away. And that's okay. I'm going to work on it and I'm going to get better. One thing that I want you to be aware of as you get better at your craft is that there's always going to be someone that seems to know more than you do. So once you get to the spot where you've heard from multiple people, maybe even have clients now, and they're telling you, oh, I love it, it sounds great. And you know, okay, I can do this. I've gotten feedback from people that say, like, I'm doing a good job. But then you pop into a Facebook group and people are talking about all of these different things that they do while they edit. They use RX7 and they process this way and they process that way. And you're like, wait a second, I thought I knew what I was doing, but now I'm confused because I don't do any of these things. And I've gotten good feedback, but I feel less than because people are talking about all these different systems that I don't use. Be aware that this totally happens, and that what I want you to focus on is not what products or systems or services that you use, but rather how your episode sounds at the end of your work. I still use Audacity to edit, even though Adobe Audition is considered a better way to edit. I still use Audacity. Why? Because I like it. I've been using it for years now, and my episodes sound great whenever I'm done with them. So I'm cool with it, right? So don't feel like you have to use fancy this and fancy that and teach yourself all of these extra bells and whistles if you don't have to. Now, that might be your thing. You might be a totally techie person that loves to get into kind of the nitty gritty about things. And if it is, and you're going to enjoy that process, then go for it. But know that you don't have to. You don't have to do that. And if that's not your thing, allow yourself to just say, hey, my episodes sound great, so I'm going to leave it at that. But maybe once you go and get this feedback, you realize, like, okay, my editing sounds great, but I'm getting feedback that, like, my social media graphics, just they're not as good as they could be. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is how I am. I can sit in front of Canva for hours and I can pull out a good graphic if you give me enough time, but it's so time consuming for me and I don't enjoy doing it. So I don't create new graphics for my clients. So if you just don't have maybe the eye for something, or you don't enjoy it, or it just takes you a lot longer than it should, then know that you have the option to outsource it. And I see this a lot with editing, and I see it a lot with social media graphics. Personally, I love to edit, and so I don't outsource editing. But I don't love creating social media graphics. I have a good eye for design, but I can't produce it. So I know if a graphic looks good or if it's missing something, but I don't like starting from scratch. So when I work with clients, I let them know that, hey, I can edit and update graphics, but I don't create new graphics. And so what we do is they either have someone else, a graphic designer or someone else on their team, create graphics one time, and then I update them, or I can ask someone in my network if they can create graphics for my client, and then I can update them moving forward. So you could have a launch package where someone else is going to create launch graphics and you're going to update them, so that from your client's perspective, you are bringing them really great graphics, but it's actually not you creating them. You're outsourcing that piece. Or maybe you're the one that you just don't want to edit, or maybe you're more in the camp of you don't enjoy editing and it's very time consuming for you and you don't enjoy doing it. It's time consuming for me, but I really enjoy doing it. And so I make it part of my packages. But I know that there's a lot of you guys out there that don't enjoy editing, or you just know, like, long term, I want to outsource this. Great. There's a lot of people out there that would love to work with you as a subcontractor. So know that that's 100% an option. What I think is the smart thing to do is to learn, to practice, and then find someone that you can outsource to and make sure that their audio sounds really great. Just the other day, one of my students asked, hey, do I need to edit for a couple of clients before I outsource it, just so I make sure that I know how to do it? And I said, honestly, you don't need to. You don't need to have that much experience to outsource it, right? You just need to be able to make sure that the final product sounds good. And if you're not comfortable with making that decision, once again, use your resources and ask others, hey, does this sound good to you guys? Is there anything missing? And you can have your business friends and your network verify that, yeah, this sounds really good. But I would learn it just so you kind of know what is up but don't feel like you have to work with a certain amount of clients and you have to edit a certain amount of shows in order to outsource it. You really can outsource it from the beginning. A lot of this comes down to confidence. It would be great if we had 100% confidence in ourselves when we land that first client so we can just go forward and excel. But the truth is that your confidence is only going to grow as you take risks. And these don't have to be crazy, ridiculous risks, but your confidence will grow when you land that first client. So you've got to put yourself out there and land that first client, right? You have to be courageous for just a couple of moments to land that first client. And then as you work with them, your confidence grows. And you don't have to be confident that you know everything, because none of us know everything, but you can be confident that you can figure it out. Be confident that you have a network behind you that can help you, and that no matter what, you can figure it out. Okay, so let's recap. Don't let the unknown hold you back. Learn how to edit, practice, and then get feedback. Try. Know that you aren't going to be great at it from the beginning. So try and give yourself room to improve. Use the data that other people can give you as feedback to get better. Listen to what they have to say and ask them questions. Because like I said, some people have a hard time giving constructive feedback. They just want to tell you that it sounds great, even though maybe it doesn't. So ask them for more feedback or to clarify what they thought needed to improve. Outsource something that you maybe aren't great at, or you don't love doing, or takes you forever. That's a viable option when it comes to being a podcast manager. And the last thing is that there are so many other podcast managers in my free Facebook group or in the podcast manager program that are willing to help you, willing to give you this feedback and wanting you to get better just like I am. So know that you can figure this out. So know that you can figure this out and commit to getting better and better. We recently started a new tradition inside of the free Facebook group where on Tuesdays, we're going to start a thread called Testimonial Tuesday, where you can swap testimonials with people. So if you want some feedback or you would like some sort of testimonial for your work, you can go on there and post that you are wanting to edit an episode or write show notes or whatever it may be. And other people can come and say, yeah, I have an extra episode. If you want to edit it, I can give you a testimonial. So go check that out on Tuesdays. We're going to be doing that each week. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. Let me know what you thought about this episode by going to Instagram. I'm at Lauren Wrighton, or by posting in that free Facebook group, and let me know what you took away from it so that I can help you guys continue to get better at being podcast managers. I absolutely love seeing you guys be courageous and start these businesses and seeing how your confidence grows and how you get better and better at your craft. And it's just, it warms my heart. So let me know how it's going. I love chatting with you guys. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.